We're going to close now with a song and a prayer, a concluding prayer. And our song that we conclude our convention with is number 91. And just before I invite you to stand, I just want to comment on those on the verses of that song. It says, "My Father, my God, and friend," based on Hebrews 6:10. And notice some of the things, quite a number of things we discussed here in this past hour and even earlier. Life in this world can be hard and it can bring pain. But every day I will say, my life is not in vain, for God is not unrighteous and He remembers the love I've shown. He will provide and protect me down to the end. Yes, He's my Father, my God, and friend. And then the second verse says, I'm old now, gone are the days of my youth, days of calamity are here, but still through the eyes of faith, my hope is bright and clear, for God is not unrighteous, and He remembers the love I've shown. Isn't it good to listen to these songs and even read the words to ourselves to remind ourselves our Jehovah is our Father, our God, and our friend. So now I'd like to invite you to stand if you're able to, and we'll join in singing song number 91 with these thoughts in mind. Song number 91, My Father, My God, and Friend. Jehovah, our Father, our God, and our friend, as we have just sang, we look to You for help. We look to You for comfort, protection, and just the promises You have made concerning the future brighten our hopes in a very difficult time in history in which we are living, as the situation will climax soon in the Great Tribulation and the end of this system. So we thank you, dear Father, for having a program such as we've had during the last 3 days that is designed to strengthen our faith in you, help us to work together as brothers and sisters in harmony and unity to advance kingdom interests. And we have so many ways we can do this. We're just happy to see that the good news is being preached worldwide. And just as the prophet Isaiah said in chapter 3, verse 2, that people of the nations will be streaming to your great mountain of worship. And this is what's happening in our day, and what a joy and privilege it is for us to have a share in that. We thank you when we see, such as at our convention, where 27 brothers and sisters, newly baptized ones who dedicated their lives to you. We're happy for them. We're happy for the congregations that they will work with and grow spiritually with. We appreciate that many, many more, thousands and millions, no doubt, will come to an accurate knowledge of truth. Thank you for the hard work of our brothers and sisters who prepare a convention like this, both the programs that emanate from the faithful slave and the speakers and those in the demonstrations, interviews, who work hard to present these truths in a way that is appealing and strengthening to all of us. Thank you, too, for the faithfulness of our brothers and sisters in the audience who have come here with families, training their children to love you. We know it requires attention. It requires a lot of hard work. But the result is we have such beautiful children within your organization, and they bring joy and comfort to all of us. So may you continue to give them the strength to keep training, keep teaching, and we watch them grow into mature, happy adults, eager to serve you. All of us have many things to remember as we go to our homes now. May you bless us on the return, and may we return safely. And we have so many things to talk about in the evening and days ahead, how you're preparing us for what's coming, and also strengthening our hope of the future blessings of your new world. So now we do pray that you'll help us to keep in mind and keep seeking first your kingdom and not be sidetracked by the distractions and attractions of this system of things. Help us when we err and where we err. We know we are imperfect, and we constantly have to adjust our thinking, keep our minds filled with the word of truth, from your word, the Bible, and also be diligent in our daily Bible reading, meditating on your word, and then making an honest application of what we have read. So thank you so much for bringing us together for these 3 days, happy days of association, instruction. Now may we go back to the field, to our congregation, to our families, and enjoy continued service to your honor and praise. Forgive us, we pray, our mistakes and imperfections due to Adam's sin that has brought such suffering in this world. But the gift of your Son, Christ Jesus, as a ransom sacrifice on our behalf just gladdens our heart as we look forward to the time when sin and death will be a thing of the past. So we pray forgiveness of our errors and look to you for continued guidance and direction in your Holy Spirit. In the name of your Son, Christ Jesus. Amen.